Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 17th. Tesla has officially launched its full self-driving subscription package for $199 per month, or $99 if you have previously bought the now-discontinued Autopilot package. If you've been saving your pennies, you can outright purchase access indefinitely for a one-time payment of $10,000. If these prices seem high, it may surprise you to know that at one point Elon Musk believed the value of the package would be $100,000, likely meaning when all of the autonomous driving features have come to pass. Ultimately, Tesla hopes to deliver a true Level 5 self-driving system, and people are buying the package, betting on Tesla achieving that goal. Tesla is launching its own virtual power plant with Powerwall in California in order to help the grid, which is expected to be under particular pressure this year. California's grid is expected to have an exceptionally difficult few months, with record high temperatures increasing energy demand and significant drought affecting hydropower plants such as the Hoover Dam. Tesla plans to enable homeowners in California who have power walls to opt into virtual power plant programs and allow some of that capacity and energy storage to provide power to the grid. Tesla will open up enrollment on July 22nd. A Tesla Model X was caught in a passing tornado, and it not only survived, but also filmed the whole thing on Tesla's Century Mode. Over the weekend, there was a major tornado outbreak in Barrie, Ontario, resulting in 9 injuries and about 5 kilometers of damages, but fortunately, no one died. A Tesla Model X captured some impressive footage, and even the tornado pushing around adjacent cars. The owner of the Model X noted that the vehicle was banged up from the debris, but still drivable. Elon Musk has quickly explained how Tesla's Cybertruck lack of door handles will work, which is pretty much as expected. He confirmed that the Cybertruck will detect you are approaching the door and it will open for you. That's pretty much it. Rivian has confirmed that it is delaying the first deliveries of the R1T pickup truck, which was supposed to start this month. There's currently a race to bring the first electric pickup to the U.S. market, and Rivian was seen most likely to be the first. Officially, they planned deliveries in June, but that slipped to July, and now the company has announced that it delayed until September. The CEO tried to reassure customers by stating that they have already produced hundreds of validation vehicles, and he believes it's more valuable to spend time testing than rushing to deliveries. There are some concerns that Rivian might be prioritizing Amazon delivery vans, which are now starting to be spotted more frequently. Porsche is on pace to double Taycan sales to 40,000 units this year. Before coming to market, there were a lot of questions about if the Taycan would be a volume electric vehicle at all. But Porsche saw strong demand, and now, about 2 years into the electric car, it looks like they're on track to achieve their predictions. Porsche announced today that it delivered just shy of 20,000 Taycans during the first half of this year. In comparison, the Panamera, which is the closest in terms of size and price, only saw 13,633 deliveries in the same period. Of special note, the Taycan is selling at volumes that are catching up to the Tesla Model S. Chinese EV startup WM Motor has teased its first sedan, called the M7, and it will debut in China later this year. Not much is known about the vehicle as of yet, but CEO Shen Hui said the M7 will come equipped with LiDAR and 500 to 1,000 trillion operations per second of computing power. Furthermore, the automaker has shared plans to introduce a second EV, specifically for the mobility market, called the E5. From a PR standpoint, WM Motors was off to a rough start. 4 years ago, they had a concept vehicle image that turned out to be a Photoshop job of a Mitsubishi Outlander. A new flying car prototype with autonomous capabilities has been unveiled by Xiaopeng Huitian, a division of XPeng Motors in China. XPeng chairman and CEO He Xiaopeng announced the X2 flying car along with a short video of the vehicle in action. According to the specs, the flying car weighs 794 pounds and can handle a maximum takeoff weight of 1,235 pounds. Since it has a battery electric system, the X2 has endurance for 35 minutes of flight time and can reach a maximum speed of 80 miles per hour. It's also equipped with autonomous flight path planning. While flying in a giant drone seems preposterous right now, we reported earlier this week that some analysts are expecting the urban air market to take off by the year 2050. Italian tire manufacturer Pirelli has announced a new high-load index tire that will make its debut on the upcoming Lucid Air sedan. The tire was specifically designed for electric cars and SUVs to support heavier weight from the batteries and maintain a low rolling resistance. According to the tire manufacturer, these high-load tires are able to support 20% more weight compared to the standard tire and around 6 to 9% more weight than the extra-load tire of the same size. When the Lucid Air finally hits the road in 2021, owners will notice an LM1 marking on the sidewalls, a nod to Pirelli's custom design. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.